The focus lines in the reading for 1 Timothy, I decided not to take up. You know, most guys read that section of 1 Timothy around the place of women in worship. I thought it would be useful to read it in terms of our place in worship. So the focus of the lines, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone. I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. Or in the NLT, so wherever you assemble, I want men to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, free from anger and controversy. Or in the NAB, it is my wish then that in every place the men should pray lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. You ever tried to pray when you're angry? How about when you're in the midst of a controversy, like with your spouse or a fellow seminarian or somebody else? Have you ever tried to pray? Well, I have, and I don't know about you, but my prayers while in that condition have not gone very well at all. No wonder that St. Paul implores Timothy and all the followers of Christ to be without anger and to be without quarreling or disputation when prayer is done. The advice suggests that preparation for prayer is a spiritual discipline. So, what's happened to you when you've tried to pray when you're angry? You'll answer that for yourself, of course. But when I do, I can't get past my anger. So every time I think pious thoughts, I get back to, but I'm really angry at that person. Sometimes my prayers get even kind of vindictive. I love the imprecatory Psalms at that point, and I'll read a few to you. Sometimes my prayers get coated with a cover of verbal piety, but fact is, I'm still, the basic emotional issue I'm dealing with is my irritation or anger. What's happened when you're in the midst of a bitter or problematic dispute and attempt to pray? You'll answer that for yourself, of course, but when I do that, my attention continues to go to the dispute and away from the prayer. Now, perhaps I'm only sharing my own particular spiritual discipline neuroticism with you. Maybe this is not an issue for you at all. But because Paul mentions it, I do think that it has more application than just to me. Prayer, when angry or controlled by any passion, or when in controversy, either within our own bosoms, that's Adam Clark's word for it, or with others, is difficult and not conducive to spiritual growth. And I am at that point more in tune with the imprecatory Psalms. I love these things when I'm angry, inspired though they may be. Let the wicked fall into their own snares, but let me escape. I love that prayer when I'm angry. When their leaders are thrown down from the cliff, isn't that neat? They will listen to my words and find them pleasing, I suppose, on the way down. Let my enemies be destroyed by the very evil they've planned for me. Nice thought. Let burning coals fall down on their heads. Or throw them into the fire or into deep pits from which they can't escape. No wonder that Jesus teaches that if we're bringing a gift to the altar and remember we have a problem with somebody else, the idea is not to keep coming to the altar, but go fix the problem. This is the problem of which St. Paul speaks to Timothy. His injunction is inspired, but among fallen people, are you able to do this your entire life across all times and in all places, always to pray without anger, without contentiousness, and without quarreling? If it is not achievable, and I believe it is not, then St. Paul's injunction is actually law. It makes me feel worse than when I started reading St. Paul. Any picture of a person, you or I, praying free of anger all the time and free of controversy all the time is really unachievable in all times and in all places for us, and points us to the cross of Christ, where we flee with our anger and with our disputatiousness and with our quarreling. We flee with our mixture of conflict and pain and controversy and doubt and passion. We flee as convicted sinners. We flee where at the cross our dear Christ awaits us, not in anger or quarrelsomeness, but rather with arms outstretched in forgiveness and love and compassion. In the midst of our struggles with anger and controversy, come again to the cross, where a loving Christ embraces you and me as his child and offers the Holy Spirit to us so that more and more in every place the men should pray, lifting up hands without anger or argument. Amen.